My wife Beverly and I are here in Lusaka, Zambia at the moment, and we have with us a special guest. Her name is Mukambuta Talama, known also as Muku, as her nickname is. And she's one of the LifeNet scholarship students and really is a success story. So welcome, Mukambuta.
Thank you.
Good to have you on Inside United. We're so very happy to see this because here you are. You'll become a doctor of medicine. Tell us what kind of medicine that you wanted to basically get into.
I still want to do surgery, but after going through rotations in the surgical units and after going through rotations in other units, I think I want to do obstetrics. Not surgery, but obstetrics. And gynecology. Uh-huh. Yes, I think that's what I want to do. Earlier, I thought all I wanted to be was a surgeon, cut open people, operate. But now, no, I want to do obstetrics and gynecology.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's the field of medicine. If I have to specialize, that's what I want to do.
Why do you like that study? What made you choose that?
So basically, obstetrics is about women, pregnant women, and delivering babies, and you know, it's women health. So the first day that I got into the maternity ward, because part of the training is I have to know how to deliver a baby, I was so impressed. It's amazing. I had never seen anything like that. So I was like, I want to do this the whole of my life, to help women to deliver babies, to, because it's not only delivering babies, but you find that there's some women who come in with different kinds of conditions, but then you have to make sure you help both the mother and the baby. So I want to do that, to be able to help the baby before it's born, and to help the mother so that the baby grows well in the mom's womb.
And here she is with the sixth year now of study.
Yes.
And at first you started with the University of Zambia. Mm-hmm. Here.
Yes, where I did 1 year.
Uh-huh. Now, Zambia is a country that it's very, very poor country overall. And tell us a bit about your country and how you want to help your country in the medical field.
Well, we have, I would say, two very big hospitals right now, like where you have all the specialists. One is here in Lusaka, the University Teaching Hospital, and then the other one is on the Copper Belt. Yes, that would be Ndola Central. But then in other provinces, we also have other hospitals, but they're not as big and as specialized as the two hospitals that mm-hmm. I've mentioned. Yes. So, and then the country doesn't train very many doctors. It's only now that they are embracing private schools to train up doctors. Previously, it was just the University of Zambia that would train, and they would only go up to like 50 doctors the whole year. And that isn't enough to help a population of 13 million people.
So are you saying that only 50 in a year then, were being trained?
Yes, were being trained for a country of 13 million people.
Yes. But now that has changed. Now we're seeing more doctors being trained and many doctors being deployed. But still, it's not enough to cover the whole country. When I started with Cavendish, because I was at University of Zambia for a year, I did my A-levels there. So when I went to Cavendish, the class almost had 60 students. But by the time we were getting to the third year, the class was like 20 had dropped out. We had like, now we remained 40 of us. So now in the fourth year when you start your clinical years, others also dropped out. Others were excluded. Yes, when you fail, they exclude you from school. Others, financial difficulties, different reasons why. And others just lost interest. They said, why should I go? Of course, it's really a long way. 7 years is a lot. So some people just get tired, like, no, I don't want to study anymore. So like right now, my class has 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. has 20 people. Though we studied like with 60, but now we're just
down to a third of what your original group.
So you'll find that there are deficiencies. You'll find there's a small hospital in some town, but there's only one doctor there. So if I work here in this country, if I get to be, I'll add to the, you know, a whole big picture.
One more doctor.
Yes,
in a country that needs that.
Yes.
Do you want to work in the city, or would you like to be in a rural setting where there are, I'm sure there's a great need for doctors, and especially
yes,
baby doctors?
Yeah, there is a need for doctors in the rural areas. But you don't really get to pick. They just send you out there.
They assign you.
Yes. Immediately after you finish, when you graduate, they send you out to the sites where they need people. Yes, then you do your internship there for like 2 years. Then after 2 years, then if there's need for you to be sent to the rural area, then they send you to like really, really small districts, depending on how much they need in that area. So
okay.
They'll say, okay, we want so many doctors in this area, then they'll send people out like that. But it doesn't really matter where I work. I'm not picky with places. I'm comfortable with anywhere. But if I had to pick a place, it would be Livingstone. That would be choice number one. Then choice number two would be Mogu, Western Zambia. I would pick them because they speak the languages that I speak. It would be easier for me to converse with the patients. And not many people speak English in Zambia.
Mm-hmm. Well, how many languages do you speak?
Apart from English.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I speak Lozi,
mm-hmm.
a bit of Tonga, yes. I also speak a bit of Bemba, which is like north, and Nyanja is just to get by. I'm not
mm-hmm.
very confident. It's just to, you know, when you're in the streets, to know how to say certain things, but I can't really have a full conversation with someone in Nyanja.
Mm-hmm. So you really know, besides English, three or four other languages.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you want to go work in those areas where those languages are spoken.
Yes, where those languages are spoken.
That's really amazing. Really amazing what your aspirations are.
Well, we're really pleased with the, you know, the hard work that you've done, and happy to have been able to help in a small way. I know your family is still carrying a lot of the burden, and it's been expensive for you to go to school, but you're almost there.
Almost there.
And we congratulate you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. You are a tremendous example for our program, and also for yourself and the United Church of God.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
So thank you for joining us today on Inside United. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast, and we hope to have you come back again soon.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.